go from a pretty good season last year to even better this year?
Yeah. I think he's worked hard this offseason. I think I mentioned earlier that I know he really wanted to improve on his route running, both at the tight end position and outside. And so, you know, I know that Jimmy Graham, you know, ruling has already been ruled on, but he's doing pretty good out, you know, out wide at receiver. It seems like that's where he's got 9 touchdowns. I don't know how many. There's a number of them out there. And but he's worked on that aspect of his game. And he spends time talking to Demaryius, you know, and he watches. He comes down and does one-on-one, you know, with the receivers. And when we watch one-on-one together, at the same time, you know, he's trying to be the best, you know, interior tight end that he can be. So, but it's a credit to him. He, you know, he wanted to work on some things. I have to admit that when I saw him at Duke, you know, this year, early April for the first time, he looked faster to me than he did from last year. It just kind of jumped out at me. So, you know, I think he did some things on his own, training, maybe out west. And so, you know, I got to give him credit for the, you know, for working to improve his craft.
Hey, Peyton, in your career, NFL, Tennessee, Newman, before that, have you ever completed a pass to yourself?
Golly, seems, I know I batted a number of them down that were, you know, batted up before. I've caught a pass from the running back before that was, you know, God, I was going to score and just got like 4 yards. You know, it was disappointing. So, so disappointing. It's college, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't think I've ever caught one before. I think I've batted a lot of them down before. So, I can't say that I have.
I was trying to see if you could catch your own record.
Touchdown? Well, that's, yeah, there's a great trivia question is what Hall of Fame. Future Hall of Fame player did Brett Favre throw his first completion to, right? And it was himself, right? So, yeah. So, yeah, I don't, you know, those ones that are kind of batted up in the air, you know, they do tell you, the quarterback coach does tell you to kind of bat them down, which, you know, would probably, it's going to net more yards to be if I were to catch it, you know. So, I think I take the incompletion over the minus 5 yard loss, you know.
Any thoughts with Eli on the UT Ole Miss matchup?
Well, hey, it's big game for us. Ole Miss is, you know, I was talking to my dad this morning. Obviously, all my, you know, Ole Miss family, which is pretty much everybody except me, is quite excited. And so we're going to give them our best shot. But they got a really good football team this year.
A couple more guys with 2 games in 5 days. Do the Chargers keep in your mind at all, or is it half the all
49ers? No, yeah. I mean, it's all 49ers, and they're everything that that you kind of thought they were going to be. You know, as you just kind of you know watch them from afar. But what's been amazing to me is how well they've adjusted with their injuries. You know, you kind of say you lose some of these guys, and they couldn't be doing this as well. They couldn't be stopping the run as well, and you see it statistically and you see it on film. They got guys stepping up, answering the bell, still playing their schemes, stout against the run. That's probably been as impressive as anything. And there's really nothing that you say, well, we can attack this. I mean, they're just solid in all areas. And Vic Fangio, I've known forever, is one of the top defensive coaches around. And it's a stout bunch.
A couple of years ago. The way that you've come back over the last couple of years, Tony Romo,
Yeah.
Do we have a different understanding now of maybe the way that we look at neck injuries or nerve issues that maybe, because you had it, I mean, it seemed like such a scary
right.
Big question, something that quarterbacks couldn't
do. Yeah, I mean, I still think, I talked to Tony a little bit in the preseason. He said he felt good. You know, I did speak with Carson a little bit when he was here. I know he stayed here and you know, actually did some of his rehab here, and I just said, hey, if I can help you with anything. I think it's such a unique situation per player. It's not one of those where it's the ACL where you can go, well, this is how every ACL has been rehabbed. It is unique, and I'm not sure you can say, you know, all of them have something in common, except that it is unknown. And I could tell from what little I talked to Carson and his injury that, you know, it was just he was kind of in an unknown world. Like he just couldn't feel, you know, his arm and his shoulder. And he was stuck. And then all of a sudden, you know, he got a little bit of relief. And that's kind of, you know, I can remember that sort of that anxiety of just not having control and not knowing when you're going to respond. So I don't know that we know, you know, any more about it, that it's a strange injury and one that I think even trainers and doctors would tell you, hey, it's there's a little bit of unknown, and I think patience ends up being a big part of your rehab.
But now if somebody says that, you have to have spinal fusion surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe
that has changed a little bit, whereas before you thought, okay, that's the end of it and whatnot. And, you know, I do think that it does show that, you know, it is possible to return from those type of injuries, sure.
One more, Chris Hull. Peyton, new polls identify the Broncos as America's favorite NFL team. Does pride come with that? Does that mean something?
Well, obviously, that's a great compliment to the organization, you know. You know, Mr. Bolin and, you know, everybody underneath, you know, that umbrella. So I think that's certainly the whole organization ought to take pride in the poll or that ranking, certainly.